All right, good morning, guys. Not really good morning. It's a little bit later. It's actually noon right now. And this is Alicia of GORP FM, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So yeah, the last two songs we had, Lovely Day by Bill Withers, classic. I was like thinking of that song as I was walking over here to the station earlier this morning. If you're listening from the Medford area, Tufts area, you know, it is so beautiful outside. And I saw all these tours going around and it made me so happy. All of the like trees are starting to bud now, like the flowers are blooming. I love this part of spring. And then right after that was Just a Cloud Away by Pharrell Williams from the Despicable Me 2 soundtrack. And no, I'm not accepting any hate for that song. That song is beautiful. It's amazing. I love it. Yeah, I did re-find it through TikTok. I think that people should stop hating on songs that are like popularized through TikTok because they're good songs. Don't be mad about it. The way that people find music is changing and that should be okay. And you know what? Sometimes kids' movie soundtracks go harder than they should. Like that song, Chef's Kiss, I love. Okay, so some slightly older songs. Well, much older than the other one, but, you know, bear with me. That's going to be kind of in contrast to the rest of today's show. I'm thinking of doing some songs that were released this past month, specifically this past Friday. It was a really good release day. We had like new Lizzie McAlpine, new Maggie Rogers, Mal Latour. There was Wet Leg, there was Role Model, Regrets, Omar Apollo, Wallace, Somersault, Gracie Abrams, Vance Joy. And you're gonna hear it all here, of course. Let's see, I'm trying to think of like what to start with. What's the right vibe? I'm thinking we start off strong with a bang, if you will, with That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. Now this song, oh my goodness, so good. It's kind of interesting because I'm on the crew team. If you don't know me personally, that is my main personality trait. So on Friday mornings, I always put on like my new music playlist. So I listen to it at 5:15, and when you hear it, you'll know the beginning. It's very like, you know, well-produced electronic, blah, blah, blah. And it woke me right up. It was such a good song, such a good way to start the day. And then I played it for my friend Isabel. We were coming back from practice and we were like sharing earbuds. There's this one part of the song where she's like, I've never touched you, but I've felt you everywhere. And Isabel just crumbles to the ground. So emotional, so amazing. Hopefully the song does the same thing for you. Unless you're driving, stay safe out there. But I mean, good luck. This song really, I don't know. We'll talk about it when I'm back. But anyways, here is That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers.
I found a reason to wake up. Coffee in my cup. Start a new day. Wish we could do this forever. I never remember mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated you then. Gave it a few years, you said. Turn into sand.
So, three words to describe that song. Amazing. Iconic. Beautiful, even? I'd say it's beautiful. Yeah. So, do you see what I mean? It makes you want to get up and dance around. I mean, okay, the one thing I don't love about radio is that you guys can't see me. We can't have that, you know, visual interaction. I was really jamming in the studio, having a great time. It's just me here this week. So normally, you know, Sophia and I will be dancing together. But it's just me, just having fun. Okay, so next song, New Maud Latour. Yeah, very exciting, I know. You wanna know what's even more exciting? She's coming to Boston next Friday and Saturday. I'm seeing her Friday with my little sister. Shout out to Lily. She got the tickets for Christmas from our mom. And she was like, yeah, I want to go with my friends, but like, they don't really like her that much. They don't know who she is. So do you want to come? And I was like, you don't have to ask twice. I am there. Thankfully, I don't have a race the next day, so I'm able to go. I'm just so excited. You will get a full review next weekend. You will also get a full review of Lord. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing two concerts next week. Wow, it's kind of crazy. And Sophia's coming to the Lord concert, so we'll do a little joint review there. So yeah, anyways, Maud's new song is named Lola. To be completely honest with you, I did not like it the first time I heard it. I was like, this is overproduced. It's not like the same vibes that I normally like from her. And then I listened to it more and I was like, actually, this message is really adorable. And I think the whole song is just really cute, really well executed. She has a lot of songs about like platonic love, just like loving your friends and your family. And I don't know, I feel like that's overlooked a lot in music. It's all just romantic love. But like, she talks about loving her sister and I'm like, that's so cute and so relatable. I love this so much. So anyway, here is Lola on 91.5 FM WMFO. Hope you enjoy.
Time.
Sorry about the mess up there at the end. So yeah, that was Lola by Maud Latour. I hope you guys enjoyed. Next song I'm doing, I don't think it's new as of like this past Friday, but I think it was the Friday before, so that feels new enough to play, right? We all love a new-ish song. It's from Kate Bollinger, whom I love so much. If you're a really dedicated listener of Gorp FM, you know that we play her track Untitled all the time. It's like my favorite song. But this is a newer one called Lady in the Darkest Hour. So that one was called Lady in the Darkest Hour, and it's by Kate Bollinger. Not, you know, released last Friday, but I think it was the Friday before. Either way, still a great song. Really love Kate Bollinger. The next one I think I'm going to do is a new Omar Apollo song. I wasn't, like, the biggest Omar Apollo fan before he released his most recent album, which I'll talk about in a sec. Kind of listened to him on and off. I was like, yeah, it's like, okay, you know, he's fine. But then I heard his singles. He had this one with Daniel Caesar, a solo one, and then my favorite, I don't know if I want to say, like, favorite song off the album. I don't know if I've listened to it enough to, like, definitively say that I like this one the best, but he's a song called Tamagotchi. So good. So amazing. It came out when I was, or not like when I was in Florida for like my training trip, but I would listen to it on repeat when I was in Florida. Either way, here is a new song called Waiting on You by Omar Apollo.
Sentimental, my baby. They think he gets all the ladies. If you were there, then you would know. Don't even care that nobody invites him to all the parties. If he cared, then
so I know I promised to talk about his album Ivory, and I forgot to before I played the song. I think it's really great. I think it's like officially his debut album, but he's released other like longer EPs before that I thought were pretty good. I don't know, it feels like very cinematic. I'm a big fan of artists that are more willing to take risks with not just releasing albums where every song is like a guaranteed hit. Like some of them are more to like build a theme within the album. Like the opening song and all the interludes are just super beautiful, and you know, not like they're all gonna be played on the radio, but I think they're really great additions. Okay, yeah, so we're gonna kind of keep with the slower vibe. I'm gonna play a new song by Gracie Abrams, favorite nepotism baby, called Block Me Out.
I'll say whatever you want, but I've become such a liar. I used to follow my gut, but now couple of months since I turned to something violent. I should be happier now, so why do I feel this quiet?
Playing literally the most devastating song ever. I hadn't listened to that song all the way through, and I was like, okay, like, the beginning sounds cute, and it's not explicit, so I guess that'll be a great radio song. Almost just shed a tear listening to that. Going on the cry playlist, though. Oh my gosh. So anyways, it's PSA time. Favorite time of the hour, in my personal opinion. Let's hear about some numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. This one has a pretty graph. I wish you guys could see. It really helps you visualize. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And the number, thinking about all those numbers, oh my gosh, I'm really pondering on those. The song I just played was called Block Me Out, and it's by Gracie Abrams. J.J. Abrams daughter. That's why I said she's my favorite nepotism baby. She's not. I have other favorites. I'm partial to Samia, I have to say. I forget who her parents are, but, like, they're highlighted blue on Wikipedia. They do something in, like, the movie industry. I don't know. should probably, like, research the things I say on air before I say them. Just spewing lies. Just kidding, no. I know that her parents are famous. I just don't know what they do. Please forgive me. Okay. Next song. You know what? I'm feeling like switching up a little bit. I think this one was also released last Friday. Not like this past Friday. The Friday before. Del Watergap did some Spotify singles. I love me some Spotify singles. I love the covers. Like, some of them are just so iconic. I mean, we have the Harry Styles Girl Crush one. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that song invented bisexuality. Let's just say it. I am going to be playing some new Harry Styles later on in this hour, so hang tight for that. But yeah, Del Watergap did his Spotify singles. I think he released his song, like, Perfume, but then he did a really good cover of Avril Lavigne's Complicated. So here is that song.
Chill out, what you yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see her all like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one on, but you become somebody else from everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, but you look like a fool to me. Tell me, why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like somebody else gets me frustrated. Your life's like this, you and you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty and promise me you're never gonna find you faking. No, no, no. You come over unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling. So complicated. I see the way.
right, guys, that was Complicated, a cover by Del Water Gap. And before that, I promised some Harry Styles. So we're going to do new Harry Styles song, As It Was. I don't know how I feel about this one yet. I'm not going to lie. But you know what? It's okay. Maybe this one will be just like Lola by Maud Latour, which I played earlier, which was quite a grower on me. I love it. Yeah. So anyways, here is As It Was by Harry Styles off of his upcoming album, Harry's House. As It Was by Harry Styles. Here's my thing with the song, okay? I really like the bridge. I think that part's really cute. But then the bells at the end, like, is this a Christmas song? I didn't think it was, but it's kind of giving Christmas song. And, like, not in my favorite way. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too picky about this. You can always call in and tell me I'm wrong. be much appreciated. If you want to keep hearing me absolutely trash Harry... No, I'm kidding. I love Harry Styles. But if you want to keep WMFO alive and running, and if you just love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, which is very easy to do, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click on the Donations Drive tab. And thank you so much for helping us keep it freeform. Now, the Donations Drive prizes. Let me tell you, these are some treats. These are some real... amazing things. I will get back to you on exactly what they are with the price points after this next song, because I don't want to give you any misinformation. I joked about spewing misinformation earlier, but when it comes to the donation drive, I'm 1000% serious, guys. No jokes here. But I know we do have some really cool patches. We have some hats, some custom hats that I will be making, along with some other people on the board, but you could get a hat from me. Yeah, I know. I know you want it. Anyways, next song. I'm thinking of doing a new song from Role Model. I was a Role Model hater like a month ago. And then he released a song called If Jesus Saves, She's My Type. I can't play it because it's explicit, really tragic. But he released an album called RX on Friday, which I really like. Another thing that I love about him is that he's dating Emma Chamberlain, whom I love so much. I know she's like taking a break from YouTube or whatever, which makes me really sad, but I still think she's amazing. She's just so cool. Her coffee, great. Love it. But yeah, all the songs are about her, and it's kind of cute, like, knowing that. I don't know. I'm just very obsessed. So yeah, here is Forever and More, new song by Role Model on 91.5 WMFO.
By the end of the summer, she was a lover. I saw her ex and he's dressing like me. Hair kinda messy like me. Nobody gets it like me. We made it to winter, naked at dinner. Standing on seats cause they playing our song. The waiter's always taking too long. Or maybe we're just staying too long. We went to a party and we're hiding upstairs. Your lady's telling you it ain't fair. You threw your phone, started tying your hair. She moved like Madonna, do what she wanna. I put her on her back and I tell her she's mine. Wrote her name all over my spine. She don't pay rent, but she stay in my mind. Up off the floor, that's something new. I'm stuck with you forever, ever.
That was Forever and More by Role Model. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Isn't that song just so adorable? It's so cute. I love it. And as promised before, because I'm not a liar, here are the different donation tiers on the WMFO website. So you can donate right from WMFO website. That's wmfo.org/donationsdrive. You can just do wmfo.org and find it from there. So if you donate $5, you get a sticker. $10, you get the WMFO logo patch. Now, I think this one might be my favorite. I think that's a steal. And the logo patch is so sick. $25, you get a hat. That's one of the hats that I made, along with other people, but I'm really playing up how much effort I'm putting into these hats. I started mine. It's kind of bedazzled. It's actually very bedazzled, because I do volunteer at the craft center, one of my other major personality traits. So I have a lot of unrestricted access to glitter. I'll just leave it there. You're going to want this hat. You're going to want to donate $25 to get this hat. $30 will get you a t-shirt. $50, you'll get a whole package of WMFO merch. We're going to search this station from floor to ceiling to find any WMFO pens, stickers, posters, whatever. And it's all yours. Let's see, $100? You get to record your own station ID and or PSA. Or maybe you can just, you know, be funny on air like me. I mean, not all of us are naturally gifted. If you donate $1,000, which I think is a very fiscally responsible thing to do. Wink, wink. Just kidding. But maybe you can get dinner with the entire board, including me. So if you want to have dinner with me, give us $1,000 and I'll make that happen. Okay, so cool segue into our next song. Lizzie McAlpine released her debut album, I think. Because she has other stuff out, but I think they're just EPs. So I'm going to call this a debut album. It's called 5 Seconds Flat. I think it's really great. I'm a big fan. I was texting my friend Gonzalo about this album. Gonzalo's been on the show before, so if you are a longtime listener, you'll remember him. He has a pretty good music taste. So I texted him the other day, like, oh my god, Gonzalo, there's so many good songs out this week. And we were texting about Lizzie McAlpine, 5 Seconds Flat. And he texts me, and I quote, oh my god, hold on. And then he sends me a 5 Seconds Flat ranking the day it was released. I don't know about you guys, but, like, I need some time to, like, digest new music. Like, give me a little bit of time. But, I decided I'm going to read this ranking out. Number 1, Erase Me. 2, All My Ghosts. 3, Called You Again. 4, Orange Show Speedway. 5, Doomsday. The rest, you know, I think, like, that's fine. But I'm going to be playing Orange Show Speedway because this song was sent to me by my other friend Alex, who was like, babe, this song is so good. I think it's a really good album closer. Again, same thing as I said for Ivory. I really like albums that are very atmospheric, and I think this is just a really cool way to end an album. You know, like, nothing can parallel I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. Like, that is such an iconic way to end an album. But this one's pretty good. I'm a big fan. Let me know what you think. And this is Orange Show Speedway by Lizzie McAlpine off of her debut album 5 Seconds Flat on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Every guy at this festival has you in their eyes. I never think about it too much, but I'm thinking tonight. And it's really annoying that I'm triggered like this, 'cause your name isn't spoken, but I'm speaking it. And I don't know why it happened, but it happened like this. My best friends are with me and I feel okay, but last time I was here I was 18. My mind is racing and I feel so strange. Last time I was here you were with me. Expecting you to be there when I turn to my left.
missing it. I feel so strange. Last time I was here, you were with me. I fell in love at the Orange Show Speedway. It didn't look like this 3 years ago. I had it all at the Orange Show Speedway.
Hey.
Okay.
You got the fireworks. If you put that in the song.
I fell in love at the Orange Show Speedway, but I've never been here in my life. I think it all kind of feels like an Orange Show Speedway when you're racing headfirst towards something that'll kill you in 5 seconds flat. When I'm racing headfirst towards everything that I want back.
All right. Isn't that song so cute? I think that's the word of the show today. Just cute. Like, all the new releases, I think they're so great. Kind of want to do a slightly, like, well, I don't want to say older, but just, like, not super recently released song for the last song of the hour. Just because, I don't know. Once again, weather's nice today. Feeling very happy. So I want to do a song that, I don't know, also makes me happy. I'm thinking of doing, So we're gonna do first two songs off of Loving in Stereo by Jungle. I love Jungle. I talk about them every moment I can. Really great, like, dance music. Yeah. So I think this might eat up the rest of the hour. But anyways, so worth it. So Dry Your Tears into Keep Moving by Jungle. So that was Keep Moving by Jungle. And right before that was Dry Your Tears. I like playing those songs back to back because, I don't know, if you listen to the whole thing, you see that they blend together so well. Also love songs like that. You're just getting to know so much about me and the music I like. It's such a good learning experience. We're such close friends now, guys. Besties, I might even dare to say. Yeah. So this is Alicia of Gorp FM, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, that's it for the show today. I really hope that you guys enjoyed. Make sure you come back next week because A, Sophia will be here. Yeah, that's reason enough to come back. And B, we're doing our Grammys show. We were going to do it earlier, but then I couldn't come. And this week, Sophia can't come. So we're postponing it. But it's going to be great. We're going to talk about, I don't know, everything from the Grammys. Our favorite wins, some snubs. And we'll be playing music. You know, it was nominated for awards at the Grammys. All that good stuff. But yeah, make sure you tune in next week. It's going to be great. Have an amazing rest of your day. Really enjoy this weather. It's so beautiful outside. It's like the 10th time I've said it. But it's so true. And make sure you go to WMFO.org to donate to our donations drive so that you can get some really cool WMFO merch. Because I know that's all you want in your life, truly. But yeah. So thank you again for listening. And have a great one.